We're celebrating the music of Thelonious Monk today. Drummer Paul Motion is known for his work with pianists Bill Evans, Keith Jarrett, and Paul Bley. In the mid-50s, he also played briefly with Thelonious Monk. It wasn't a gig he was expecting. Last month, he told Terry how it came about.
I went to hear him play. It was in a club in the village here in New York, and the drummer was supposed to be Arthur Taylor. And he wasn't there. He didn't show up, and the promoter of the concert was a man named Bob Reisner, who had seen me around town playing drums. He said, "Paul, Arthur Taylor didn't show up, man. If you want to go home, get your drums, you could play with Monk." So I ran home, got my drums, came back and played with Monk that night. And Thelonious paid me $10. I was thrilled to death. But I didn't know the music that well, so I just gritted my teeth and did the best I could.
Did he give you any advice?
No.
No suggestions of what he wanted from you?
No. He didn't say much. One time I did say we came off the stage after one of the songs and one of the sets, and I said to Thelonious, I said, "Gee, you know, I'm sorry. I think maybe I might have rushed the tempo on one of those tunes." He said to me, "If I hit you upside your head, you won't rush." So I paid attention to that. I was very careful after that.
Okay.
No, he didn't. He didn't say much.
Well, this is.
But one time he did get up and dance when we were playing. So I thought that I did okay.
Did he dance like in a spinning around?
Yeah, yeah. You know, like how I'm sure you've seen him do that.
And
people have seen him do that.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
So that meant, you know, to me that meant that the music was happening. He was enjoying it, and I was doing okay. That made me feel good.
Drummer Paul Motion speaking last month with Terry Gross.